Before I get into my message, I just wanted to give you a bit of background on why I'm even standing up here. One Sunday in June, after the pre-service prayer, Phil came and asked me if I would be willing to preach. He felt God had told him to ask me. At that point, I should have just said no. However, I didn't. I said I would pray and think about it. And even though I didn't have anything to say, I felt like God told me to say yes. So I did. I've started and stopped several messages, but this is the one that I felt like I should stick with. I've titled it, Am I Ready? Are We Ready? Am I ready for whatever God is bringing next for me and for Grace Fellowship? We've each had words spoken over us that we haven't yet seen happen. Also, we've had words spoken over Grace Fellowship that haven't yet happened or have only partially happened. For example, we've been told that we are an army. Yes, I believe that we are. Right now, we look a little small. We've also had multiple words about a huge harvest of souls coming. Again, there have been a few, but not what I would call an abundant harvest. It's kind of like the first few ripe tomatoes before you start getting the bumper crop later in the summer. We're also contending for creative miracles and a cancer-free zone. We've seen some of this, but not yet the fullness that we are anticipating. The main thing I've been thinking about is the harvest of souls. Am I really ready? What if it doesn't look like I think it should? What if it makes me uncomfortable? Many times we think that we don't have any idea what something is going to look like, but then when we get there, we say, well, I didn't think it was going to look like this. And then when asked what we thought it was going to look like, we say, I don't know. I just didn't think it would look like this. I ask myself these things like, am I ready and am I going to be uncomfortable now? Because right now I'm very comfortable at Grace Fellowship. I love our worship. I love our prophetic words, our interactions with one another, our preaching. I'm really at ease with everything that we're doing. But at the same time, I find myself becoming complacent. But then there are other times when I find myself becoming impatient for the more that I want to see happen, that I believe we all want to see happen. But what if the more we're anticipating doesn't look like what we've imagined? What if it tweaks us? What if it pushes our buttons? What if it's messy? Can we let it be messy until the Holy Spirit cleans it up? Or will we step in and try to change things to suit our own comfort levels? Will we be willing to keep moving forward and press in to hear God's voice on the matter and not move until we hear his voice, his counsel? When Jesus healed on a Sunday, it really tweaked the Pharisees, and the Pharisees were right. It was expressly forbidden to do any work on the Sabbath. If anyone worked on the Sabbath, they were to be put to death. That's in Exodus 31:15. This is stated multiple times in the Old Testament, and it was made very clear. And when Peter was shown the vision of the unclean animals and told to rise, kill, and eat, it was an abomination and went against everything he had ever been taught. Leviticus 11 is a whole chapter that tells you these are unclean, these are clean, so on and so forth. Likewise, Job's friends were right. According to everything they knew and had been taught, Job must have sinned for all of those calamities to come upon him. In Deuteronomy 27, Moses laid out all the curses that would come upon Israel if they didn't keep the commands of the Lord. And in Deuteronomy 28, he laid out all the blessings that would come upon them if they kept the law. Again, it was very clear. In the case of the Pharisees, they never got past their offense to see God's heart and his hand working in their midst. They missed the Messiah. Job's friends and even Job himself were not able to understand what was happening until God himself came and spoke to them directly. Am I ready to have God tweak me in those same kinds of ways? Are we ready for that? Will we be able to see beyond what we know and wait for God to speak to us on the matter? I work with a woman who has a wife. The fact that she has a wife tweaks me. What if she and her wife wanted to join our congregation. And what if God wants to heal her heart or her physical ailments and doesn't really care if it bothers me that she has a wife? If she came and wanted to be a part of our church, could I let that go and welcome her and let God deal with her in his own way and his own time? I know of a person who at the time she was saved was living with somebody who was not her husband. The people of the church that she became a part of knew this, and they didn't say a word. They just loved her and helped her any way they could. She trusted God. She took him at his word. She was miraculously healed of an ongoing physical ailment. And eventually, the Holy Spirit brought to her attention that she shouldn't be living with a man like that who, if she wasn't married to him. And I don't remember if she married him or if she separated, but she took care of it when God brought it to her attention. The people of the church didn't say a word to her. It was God. Can we wait like those people did? When Jesus offered the woman at the well living water, he asked her to bring her husband. He knew perfectly well that the man she was living with was not her husband, and yet he asked her to bring her husband. Why? Because he wanted to show her something about herself. He also didn't stop her from telling the whole town to come see him, proclaiming, could this be the Messiah? He let possibly the worst sinner in the whole town tell others about him, and he didn't ask her to get her act together first. We don't even know what happened with her. Did she marry the man she was living with, or did she just continue living with him? Jesus didn't say to her, go and sin no more, like he did to so many others. I find that interesting. Can I let something like that go until God is ready to deal with it? One day recently, Paul and I were stopped at a red light, and the car in front of us had a bumper sticker that said, F cancer, although it had the whole world, whole word. That offended me. I really hate the F word. I couldn't wait for the light to turn green. And once we were on the freeway, I deliberately sped up so I could get past him because I didn't like that bumper sticker right in my face. But then I got to thinking about why did he have that bumper sticker? He must have been really traumatized by cancer. Something happened in his life for him to passionately hate cancer. That's the same kind of passion that we have when we pray for a cancer-free zone. Can I get past my offense at the F word and see into this person's heart? What if God brought him to our church on purpose to bring about our dream of seeing a cancer-free zone? In Acts 5:38-39, we have the story of Gamaliel and his advice to the council regarding the apostles. He said, stay away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or action is of men, it will be overthrown. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. Or else you may even be found fighting against God. I don't want to be found fighting against God. That's why I ask myself, am I ready? And I ask you, are you ready? The Jesus movement didn't look like the church of that day expected. They'd been praying for revival for many, many years. But when it came, it didn't look like what they had imagined it would. They didn't like dirty, smelly, pot-smoking hippies coming into their midst. So God took the movement to the streets, outside of the churches. I don't want to see that happen again. I want to see it here. There was strife in the early church because of the differences between the Jews and Gentiles. The Gentiles didn't keep the law. The Jews were offended. In a Vineyard church in Toronto many years ago, the Holy Spirit poured out and amazing things happened. However, some of it was very different, and some judged it harshly because it wasn't what they had ever seen before, and it definitely wasn't what they were comfortable with. But God was moving. Last Sunday, I heard someone say they really liked this church because we didn't judge people. That made me feel very, very good. I'm happy that's what we look like. I want to stay that way. I don't want to judge. I don't want my offense to get in the way of what God wants to do. I want to stay close to God's heart and wait to see what he has to say on a matter before taking it into my own hands and changing it to conform to what I think it should be or what I'm comfortable with. What about you? The good news for me and all of us contemplating is that I know that because God has brought it to my attention, he wants to change me. And he will change me as long as I'm willing to rest in him and cooperate with what he wants to do. Harvest is going to be messy. We're going to be tweaked. It'll be uncomfortable at times. But I pray God will bring it on. I'm so hungry for more and to see the harvest we've been contending for so many, many years. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for bringing this to our attention today. And Father, we give you our hearts and we give you our church and we ask you to come and do what you want to do. Let it be messy. Let us be uncomfortable. Let us be tweaked. But Father, we ask you to bring it. We ask you to bring the souls that we've longed for. We ask you to bring it here in our midst, that we wouldn't hear about it other places, but that we would see it here and that we would cooperate with everything that you want to do. Thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen.